On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Happy Wednesday. It's Chit Chat with Alicia Carey. She joins us now live from the borough of Manhattan in New York. And we're talking about, we talk social issues on this program. We do a little back and forth and we try to convince each other that we're absolutely correct.
Exactly.
That's pretty much what it ends up being.
That's it.
Today's topic is interesting. It's called alone time, something that we hear about as a phrase every once in a while, but most of us don't know what it is. Some of us need more alone time than others. Some of us don't like to be alone. Others love it. Some are uncomfortable being alone. Others love being alone. I guess it's a potpourri of definitions here. That was the end of my statement. Yeah, that was the end of my sentence.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know. You are so eloquent. Sometimes just transcends me. So here's what I think. I have been on both sides. I've been afraid to be alone and then kind of was forced to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not forced to be alone, but love being alone. Not love it, but I do, I should say that I have a peace being alone. It's like,
yes.
Now it's a very relaxing thing. It's almost like a reward for me. So I've come through all the stages. And I can say that I think the thing that we all need to examine, if you're afraid to be alone, that's something y'all need to examine. I say y'all like I'm country, but that needs to be y'all need to discuss that. No, it really does, because
yeah.
I know why. Let me just give you a little insight, Alicia. When I was afraid to be alone, that means I wasn't facing a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't talking, hardcore things. You know, I'm not talking like, drugs or alcohol anything like that.
Amen.
But we've all been there. But I was talking just some of the things that inner fears or things that I just didn't want to think about in terms of my life and my career or my love life.
Uh-huh.
And it was easy to mask it being alone and not being alone. And the thing that would scare me is when I was alone is knowing those thoughts were coming at me trying to figure out how to drown them out and would reach to anybody. I mean, talk to anybody, let's go out, let's do this, let's do that. Anything to kind of run away from the voices. And, with my situation, things came crashing around in terms of my whole life, and I had to sort of deal with it. It was just one of those things where God or whoever you believe in kind of just brought it all to my full attention.
They should not do that.
And next thing I have to sort of clean up my own mess, and in discovering my own mess, I also came to discover the things that I was fear of, and I had to kind of examine those. And then once you kind of tackle that, then you get to the other side of your mess, and it's beautiful. It's like cleaning your room and realizing that you have hardwood floors or you have a beautiful view. Once you see that view, you're like, oh, okay.
Well, yes, alone time for many is not necessarily just being alone. It's because you can fill up a room with a lot of stuff, or have a lot of work to do, even though you might be by yourself, or fill the room with music. That's you're alone, but that's not really alone time. I know if I'm amongst other people or have a horrid day with other people, that when I get into an alone room and there's peace and quiet, I will actually physically sigh like they do in the movies. I will actually go, huh.
Movies? Oh, my God.
Oh, they do that in the movies. Okay. Well, in the movies, they always overemphasize every emotion. But if you actually, you breathe in deep and you let it out and you're alone, it's like, wow, this is my moment. Now, I know that in Manhattan, you probably don't have an automobile, or if you do, you don't drive it. But
I'm sorry. You're not making assumptions.
I did make an assumption.
I do not have one.
Okay. When I was in Manhattan, I didn't either. So the assumption was a pretty good guess.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Now, up here in the Boston area, everybody has 17 cars.
A car.
Yes.
Okay.
And when you're in the car and you're driving, even though there's traffic around you and people honking and cutting you off and all that stuff, that's alone time in the car. I call it the cabin.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
So there are various opportunities for people. It's very interesting in that way.
And you were saying something about parties, and sometimes I'm very particular about the company that I keep now that I've cleaned up my, you know, emotional yard or emotional home or what have you, spiritual home. And so sometimes I can be in people's company, but I'll zone out. I literally go into my own alone world, if you will. Like, sometimes I find myself doing that when I'm not. You ever find yourself doing that? It's kind of like just sort of pulling. I'm not saying I'm not participating. I'm not involved, but I can actually create my own alone space.
No, that's
in a
perfect.
Crowd.
You're supposed
does
to
that,
be able to do that.
Sound,
no, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be able to retreat into yourself in order to gather your thoughts, or to refresh. So yeah, absolutely. I like being alone with my ice cream.
Ooh. Okay, I like being alone with my chocolate chip cookies.
There you go.
And one of my favorite movies. And these movies I'm talking about, stuff I've seen for many times. You know, Clint Eastwood Western, you know, Men in Black, something that comes on and on and on, Groundhog Day, you know what I mean? Something
comfort,
that can just
that's
like lean back, kind of just, comfort food.
You know where you are and you know your atmosphere and your environment and there you are. Yeah, I get
now,
that.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
There is alone time and then there's feeling lonely.
Oh, that's different.
You know what I mean?
Different stuff. Different stuff. Totally a different stuff. Yeah, no. Yeah, just because it has the word alone in it. No. And I know that you agree.
But I think
that
that's the flip side.
It can be.
If you feel lonely.
Yes.
During your alone time.
That's a problem.
That's not alone. Yeah, that's
a problem.
That's a problem. That's a movie problem, too. A real problem. Real problem, and according to Ron, movie problem too.
Yeah. Well, it's like in the movies, you know, when you meet somebody, you immediately have sex with them. You immediately go to their house, have sex, and then you call them the next day. That's not real either. I mean, there's a lot of movie stuff that isn't really, you know. So that's
why. Wait, Ron, you've come up on a new topic.
I know.
You've come up on another, maybe our next topic.
It could be
movie expectations versus life, or movie moments versus real life moments. You know what I mean?
Yes, great expectations. Yes, you're right. We spend our time watching movies, and like, are they? Then we're forced into thinking that should be our lives, but things don't happen in that kind of speed or even that opportunity. So that's very interesting. We'll do that next time.
We should, because all a lot of people live in that. Even when it comes to, like, for example, dating, everybody expects their significant other to be a model or their husband to be a billionaire. That's
right.
Just me. That's what I'm. That's
it's
what I
like
want.
The magazine stuff. Yeah. I mean, you're in the fashion industry. It's like that. Every woman's supposed to, and every guy is supposed to look like what you see on magazine covers. No, they don't even look like that.
But so, let me tell you something. Mm. I once worked with a guy. Let's just say he wasn't a 10. I'm going to leave it like that.
Okay.
Put a 10 there.
Mm-hmm.
But he expected, which was a shocker, he expected the girls that he dated to be a 10, model-like in appearance.
Yeah.
Now, we tried to set him up, and he didn't date much, as that math probably said. So we tried to set him up with a woman who was an attractive woman, and thought that would be a good match. And his thoughts were, she's nice, but she's not a 10.
Oh, my God.
And I remember saying to myself, what? And then I remember going to him and saying, Are you kidding me? But yes, there is, and I don't, he rejected this really sweet, loving woman. Yeah. And I was like, you know what, you might have a lot of alone time coming.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And I'm not talking movie alone time either. I'm talking real alone time.
You got some alone time coming.
You got some alone time coming. But I say this to say that, like, that's also true. Like, you know, and it was more than one person. We knew this woman, and we were shocked by his assessment of her. And I'm thinking, what? Like, she's probably higher than your tax bracket. But hey, okay, got it. But yes, movie time, movie reality versus real is
different.
We
stuff.
All need to kind of.
Well, this has been another voyage into the brain. This has been fun.
It has been. We've learned some stuff. I think we've learned
movie time. So we'll talk next week, and everybody can tune in the same time next week and listen at that time. She's Alicia Carey. I'm Ron Van Dam. This has been Chit Chat. Always good to speak to you.